episode number 202 with Prince E. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. Welcome everyone to today's episode. We've got a very special guest. I'm super excited to introduce you to the one and only Prince E, better known as Richard Williams, and his stage name is Prince E. He is an American rapper and activist known for discussing topics like politics, sociality, environmentalism, and life issues. His YouTube videos have garnered over 40 million views, and the guy is crushing it, over 350,000 subscribers there. I first got wind of him and noticed him from videos being shared on Facebook, actually, some of his videos, which get more views over there on Facebook than they do on YouTube. This guy has been everywhere lately. I had a great conversation with him here in the studio in LA, really opened up about a lot of insightful things for a young guy, lives in St. Louis, where I lived for a number of years going to a private boarding school. So we had a lot to connect on. We also went to go play some one-on-one basketball afterwards, which we've got videos for you back at lewishowes.com/202. So make sure to check out the full episode there. Share this with your friends, guys. I think you're going to really enjoy the insights from Prince E. I think you're going to get a lot out of this, and I think people will love this when you share it with them. So make sure to share this episode, lewishowes.com/202. And without further ado, let me introduce you to the one and only Prince E.
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12 pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
Welcome everyone to the School of Greatness podcast. Very excited about today's guest, my man Prince E. How's it going,
man,
brother?
Man, I'm good. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Doing great. Very excited. I know it's early here on a Saturday morning, but we're making it happen, brother.
Absolutely.
We're making it happen.
Absolutely.
And now Prince E is actually not your real name. Richard Williams is your real name, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, why'd you change it to Prince E?
You know, it's a name. What's really real in a name? You know, we weren't born with our name stamped on us. It's given to us. But, Prince E is a real quick story. Actually, the EA is Earth. It stands for Earth. It's an abbreviation, bridge for Earth. And the name comes from Sumerian mythology. I was obsessed with this culture called Sumer back in the day before I went to college. This is why I actually got my degree in anthropology. But the culture, 6,000 years ago, they had a lot of firsts. They first people to create the wheel. They first written language. They put 360 degrees to a circle. They knew about all the planets in our solar system without a telescope. How did they know all of these things? Well, if you would have asked one of these people, they would have said that their living gods gave them this knowledge. And a lot of anthropologists write this off as mythology. But some people on the left, say this might be history. There might be something to it. And Prince EA, Prince Earth, was one of their living gods that actually freed them out of bondage through knowledge and wisdom.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
I like that.
Yeah. I gravitated to the name, you know, cause through my art, I hope to free people or at least open their minds through knowledge and wisdom.
Amazing, man.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And, a couple of, facts about you and some mutual facts is you were born and raised in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I lived in St. Louis for 7 years, which is pretty cool. So I can appreciate your roots and your wisdom. Did you have any influence from Nelly by any chance?
I wasn't a big fan, but of course I had his album.
Yeah, of course,
Country
right?
Grammar, yeah.
He was like the pride of St. Louis when I was in high school. He was like so big.
Yeah.
Because he came from nothing essentially and just hustled his way to creating magic and bringing his art to the world. I remember like listening to stories about him or watching interviews where he was like, we were just going with our cars and CDs in the back of the trunk and just handing them out and just trying to give them away,
you know,
just hustling. Is there any of his story that resonates with you or being from St. Louis? And
man, you know, his music, it touches a special place in my heart. You know, I often just go back and watch his videos, like every 6 months or so, you know, Ride With Me and Country Grammar and all of those. It's nostalgic, you know.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Couple other facts. You've won the best hip hop artist in St. Louis. Now, did Nelly win that as well or no?
He might have won it.
Won it back in 1999
years.
Or something, right? You're also winning an award. You're getting an award tomorrow. Now, what's the award for here in LA?
Yeah. Global Green is bestowing upon me their environmental and entertainment award.
Okay.
So that's a really big deal.
Nice. Yeah. Congratulations. That's cool, man.
Thank you.
And you also formed a movement called Make Smart Cool.
Yeah.
Right? And what is SMART?
SMART. SMART is an acronym for Sophisticating Millions and Revolutionizing Thought. So we want to, it's an organization that I founded. We want to popularize the notion of intelligence. So many kids think it's not cool to be smart, you know?
Why is that?
Probably their peers, probably the media. You're a nerd, you're a geek. And I think we're all nerds and geeks, you know, deep down. And we wear these costumes, even adults, you know, we wear these costumes to appear to be something that we're not. And, for me, knowledge just totally changed my state of mind, my state of being. Information did. And I had a passion for it. And I'm here, you know, the little success that I've attained, I'm here because of the information and the books that I've read, the wisdom that I've gained.
What do you credit your wisdom to? What do you credit reaching out to learn this wisdom to?
Yeah. The inception of my, I guess passion for knowledge and information. It was through hip hop. Hip hop music totally just changed the game for me. You know, listening to different artists like, Immortal Technique and this guy named Cannabis and they just, you know, Cannabis, he had a verse. He's like alone in my room, looking through the 32X telescope zoom, adjusting the focus of the moon. One should not assume the philosophy of David Hume is nothing more than a subjective conclusion. What is the maximum field rate application? The runaway glaciation affecting the ocean basin. Like listening to this guy in high school over like these incredible beats. I was in the library, like, researching these concepts and topics and the vocabulary, you know, and they just kind of inspired me to pursue education.
Wow. Yeah. So you would listen to the rap songs and then you'd be like, what is that word? What is that meaning? And then you would dive into
exactly.
it in the library, go research it.
Mm-hmm. These conscious artists. Because hip hop is beautiful, man. You know, hip hop started out as the voice of the voiceless. It was very political, very socially conscious and aware. And then it changed. It got more commercialized and McDonaldized and, you know, and what you hear on the radio, but what's on the radio is about 10% of what hip hop really is.
Yeah.
It's a culture. You know, they say rap is what you do. Hip hop is what you live.
Mm, man, that's good stuff. Yeah. Now, did you have any influence from your parents or family to, you know, dive into education and learning as well? Or was it more just self awareness that, hey, I want to learn and take my wisdom to another level?
Yeah, man. You know, my parents tried to reach me, really couldn't. You know, I was a pretty bad student growing up. Just because I didn't get it. The chalk and talk. I didn't learn that way. Mm. I was more of an auditory learner.
Yeah.
And I think so many kids out there, we there's a vast array of learning styles and types. And confine it to one, and then if you don't get it that way, you're stupid, you're a failure. But for me, it was listening to the music that catalyzed the part of me, and it was beautiful.
That's cool, man. Yeah, I'm a big learner from doing, from being, from taking action.
Mm-hmm.
And in school, I was when I went to St. Louis, actually, mm-hmm. to this private school, it was a boarding school for kids, and I had to take a number of tests going into the first day to like see where my knowledge was at, see if I was smart or not. And I'll never forget like how bad I felt because I took these tests and I felt like I didn't know any answer.
Mm.
And the results I got back was you have a second grade reading level in eighth grade. And so I had to go into like study, like, you know, a special study class the whole time and have a tutor for everything.
Mm.
And I always felt ignorant because I couldn't understand what was in the books.
Mm.
But put me on an athletic field and I was able to pick up like the wisdom and the vision and the knowledge of the game by moving and being over than just, you know, reading the books.
Exactly.
Did you struggle with, you know, books as well?
I did, man. You know, I remember the days my mom sitting me in the kitchen trying to teach me how to read and smacking me upside the head. And it's not good memories, but eventually I got it. And
Now I
read books for leisure.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, there's so many types of there's multiple levels of intelligences, you know,
of course.
It's just the kinesthetic and like LeBron James, I think is a genius, you
He's
know,
a
because
genius.
Of what he can do out there. And that's a different type, you know, of intelligence.
Sure.
And so, I just think we've confined as a society, we've kind of just confined the definition. And it doesn't allow people to be who they are and express their talents in the way that they can best help society.
Yeah. And one of the things I love about you and love about learning about you is you create these videos that inspire people. You know, one of the things you're probably most well known for is your videos, right? And
mm-hmm.
the videos that you create to open people's minds and imaginations. We're talking about society, the things that are wrong with society, the things that need to be fixed with society, the things that we need to start looking at and focusing on as opposed to things that we're doing currently, which is breaking us.
Mm.
And how old were you when you first thought something was wrong with society?
Mm. Well, it was probably into high school, listening to the conscious hip hop artists, you know, cause, you know, if anybody that's listening listens to Immortal Technique, you know, he goes in on government and tells you what's wrong with it. And, you know, he goes in on politicians and the world affairs. And so from that is probably the first time where I'd looked outside and say, hey, things might not be going the way they should be or the way they could be. So but I've developed from then too to, the, you know, after hip hop, I got into spirituality. And I don't mean when I say I always have to kind of specify when I say spirituality, because I don't mean like, you know, climbing the Himalayan mountains and meditating with the Dalai Lama. I just mean looking inside to figuring out who I am. And so to answer your question, now I think the world is fine.
Oh.
You know, I think things are as they should be. And I think
why is that?
because when we argue with reality, we lose everything that happened, should have happened by the very nature that it happened. Mm. And that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be here to change it either. Mm. You know, so we have to live in the now and create out of that acceptance of what is.
Mm. So you believe that the world is perfect where it is right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then why create videos to open people's minds about change?
Yeah. Because that's perfect too. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's perfect where it is now, but yeah. It doesn't mean it can't improve
exactly.
And be perfect then as well.
Exactly. You know, the caterpillar and the butterfly are perfect. You know, you got to go through these steps to mm. get to that place. It's perfect without, you know, there's been so many, illnesses and negative things that have happened to people that have gotten them to the point of greatness.
That's true.
And the adversity. Without these things, they wouldn't have got there.
That's true.
So yeah. These things, it's all perfect. It's all, yeah.
That's true. I believe that, you know, one of the principles that I live by is that we should always turn our adversity into our advantage.
Mm.
And that is actually one of our biggest gifts and one of our biggest callings is the things that hurt us the most can actually show others how to feel that much more love and open them up.
Wow.
And our pain is really what can create the most pleasure in the world and all those different things.
Beautiful.
And without those moments, then we may not be as impactful without those.
That's it.
And without the world probably going through where it is right now, maybe it won't be as impactful to people in the future.
Exactly.
So I never looked at it that way with your message that's perfect right now.
Yeah, man, there are no smooth mountains out there, man. There's ridges. You got to climb that thing.
And if they were smooth, they wouldn't look beautiful either, probably. You know?
That's it.
If it was a smooth mountain, I wouldn't want to look at it, you know?
Yep.
It's
yep.
like the ridges and the points that make it look picturesque.
Mm. Boom, right? Boom.
I like it. Well, you're no stranger to viral fame. When was the first time you did a video that just took off? When was this?
Mm.
That you were like, whoa, I actually did something that people took notice.
Yeah.
And what was the video?
Well, okay, I've got to answer this question in a different way. So when I first started making videos, you know, YouTube was less oversaturated than it is now.
Right.
But still, it was a task. How am I going to get out there?
Yeah.
How am I going to get views? So I started out having to kind of create false titles for my videos. Like, so.
Linkbait.
8 years.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah. Clickbait.
Clickbait.
Yeah. You know, it would be like Jay-Z versus Lil Wayne. And then it would be me rapping.
And it's a Trojan horse.
It's a Trojan
getting
horse.
Getting a man for something else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So some people would just completely go off on me. other people would be like, hey, I'm so glad you tricked me into finding this.
Because this was awesome.
This was awesome.
Hey, right.
So I got a lot of views on that.
Sure.
But on my own, on Prince E, the first video that really took off, it was probably Backwards Rappers, which is like, a palindrome sort of thing where I like the video and the audio are both go forwards and backwards. It's tough to explain. You just have to Google Backwards Rappers. Yeah. And that took off. That got, you know, on a bunch of blogs. I was interviewed by like Fox News and a bunch of people. And
cool. When was this?
This was, it's about 4 or 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when did you do your first video?
First
clickbait videos.
Yeah. That was about 8 years ago.
Wow, man. You've been at it for a while.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
I've been doing it. Yeah.
That's like YouTube's what? 10 years
10
old?
10 years, yeah.
That's a long time, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You learn a lot from all those, you know, mistakes you make and just little tricks you pick up here and there.
Yeah.
Wow. I think I first learned about you from the Facebook video you did, the Mark Zuckerberg one with the you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was about a year ago.
Can we autocorrect humanity?
Yeah, that was a great one. I think it was on Facebook and it just like I got shared somehow and I was like, who is this guy? It was so beautiful and it was poetic and it was, you know, the tempo, the timing, the music, everything was like so emotionally captivating. I was like, this is really powerful. And I know you get that a lot all the time and people always tell you that, but it's a gift that you have when you create this art, in my opinion. And it's really inspiring to see how you're able to open possibilities for people. And even if it's like, you know, even if it's just for a moment, you get people to think. And maybe they shift something in that day. Maybe they forget about it the rest of their life. But if you get them to shift that day and to do something, one little thing better, I think that's worth it.
You made a difference.
Yeah. That's it, man.
Thank you.
How many views did that one video get? Just curious.
Well, it's
different on Facebook, right?
Yeah. On Facebook, they were using the model where they stopped counting the views after like 2 months. And I think it stopped at like 46 million.
Wow.
On YouTube, I think it's at like 13 million.
Wow. Now, why is Facebook just blown up with video?
Yeah.
Like, why is it going so much more viral on Facebook? It's almost irrelevant to be on YouTube, it seems like, right now.
Yeah.
Until they change some of the algorithm again in 6 months. But mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Facebook is still the number one most used social network.
It's crazy, man.
And they don't really, I don't think they really like YouTube. So the YouTube videos don't get as much reach as the Facebook ones do.
Yeah. Has that shifted your strategy for creating content?
Yeah. For me, it's about getting eyes, you know, on the content. Mm-hmm. And Facebook has been beautiful for that.
Yeah.
Like Facebook has been huge. It's really been the game changer.
Game changer.
Once they started doing video, cause it's more easily spread there. You don't have to go.
You just click and share and it goes.
And share. Yeah. Boom. That's it. Yep.
That's crazy, man. Do you feel a sense of responsibility with such a big platform? With everything you put out there, is it very intentional now? Can you just put out whatever you want? Or do you feel like, well, maybe this won't serve people as much if I do it?
Yeah, that's the question, man. I got to be who I am, and I got to, you know, I can't try to put out things that I think people like, but isn't something that I'm connected with, you know? So I can only be, because I've gotten to where I am, from being who I am and not really caring about the result.
Right.
So I just got to continue that model, and everything will be okay. I can only be guided by that inner compass.
Sure.
You know, I can't be guided by, you know, whether this is politically correct or.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever you feel moved by. How often or how far in advance do you plan the ideas that you want to create for your videos?
Now that I don't know. It kind of comes to me. And I might work on something and then stop and then work on something else and then come back. So it just comes together when it comes together.
Sure.
You know?
What's the average length of time it takes from the idea of a video I want to create to actually publishing it?
Yeah.
From
the
music production to the setting, you know, to filming everything.
Yeah. I'd say maybe a month or two,
really?
Because there's so many moving parts, you know, there's the lyrics, you got to get that right. And I'm sort of a perfectionist. I want to figure out the best way to communicate these ideas simply.
Yeah.
Then I'm sitting there with my producer, I'm creating the beat, and then I've got to figure out who's going to shoot the video and you know, where we're going to shoot. I got to produce that. And then I got to figure it out. I might add motion graphics to it, and I got to get that perfectly right. And then we got to do a pre-promotional plan for it and figure out how we're going to market this
and
thing.
The press for it, how you're going to get it, which blogs are going to pick it up first.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too. In person or on the phone with your local agent or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game, or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Yeah. It's a full-on production, man.
Mm-hmm.
And do you use local crews? Is it all St. Louis-based crews, or do you, you know?
Pretty much. The guy, when I shoot out in California, it's a guy from St. Louis that I've known for a couple of years. But everybody I'm working with, I've known for at least 4 or 5 years.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
If someone could make one change today to be a better human being, what would it be?
Someone can make one change today to be a better human being. Wow.
Let's start with you. If you could make one change today to be a better human being, what would you do?
This is tricky because I believe that we are where we need to be. We are perfect as we are. And the more that we try to personally develop and not realize what we are behind the person, we'll never be where we want to be. You know, I think we already are perfect, and that eliminates the guilt of what we've done in the past and the projection of the future, the fantasy that we create for the future. So I would be accepting who you are right now at this very moment and smiling.
Is the best step to improving yourself.
Improving yourself, I think.
Accepting
so.
Who you are.
Who you are right now.
Okay.
Yeah, forgetting about the past. Don't really worry about what's going to happen tomorrow because you might not be here tomorrow.
Right.
I think, you know, what has motivated me to create some of my pieces is death, you know. I always tell people, you know, if you had 5 years to live, if you knew you only had 5 more years to live, would you be doing what you're doing today?
Yeah.
Well, what about 5 months? How about 5 weeks? How about 5 days? You know, and if you're not doing, if the answer is no, I'll be doing something totally different. You might need to rethink your business plan, you know, right? Mm-hmm. Rethink your life plan because life is precious. You know, we have a great opportunity here to do amazing things, and we've got to be ourselves. It's mm-hmm. got to come from the heart.
Yeah. So what's your vision? And if you only had 5 years, months, and days,
yeah.
would you be doing what you're doing?
Yeah. Asking me personally?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, man. I'm here. You know, I don't know if I'm going to have 5 minutes.
Of course.
I'm here. You never know when you're going to see your last sunrise, mm-hmm. sunset, man. We've got a limited amount of breaths. And, I'm here. I'm happy. No expectations.
Yeah.
I'm just being.
That's great. How do you base your decision making on anything? Like if there's an opportunity that comes your way or, you know, someone wants you to do something or, I don't know, a potential relationship you could be in, yeah. you know, with anyone, how do you make a decision on what you're going
to
do?
Yeah. It kind of just comes to me. Like I'm a very simple man.
Mm.
You know, I don't do too much. You amaze me all the things that you can do, but I just live a simple existence, man.
Sure.
And I find happiness in that, in creating. Yeah. You know, if somebody reaches out to me and asks me to do something, then I take it from there, you know,
yeah.
one opportunity at a time and see what happens.
So what's your vision for yourself right now? What do you want to really create over the next couple of years?
Yeah. What do I really want to create?
What's the result you want to create?
Because
I know you enjoy, you know, your passion is creating this art.
Yeah.
Producing this music and this art and this poetry. Mm. But what's the result you want to have with people?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. All these questions are tricky, man.
You have some philosophical answer for me on every one of them.
Well, that's the thing, man. Like, you gotta, and it's a book called The Tao Te Ching, Book of the Way. Some people say it's the wisest book ever written by a guy named Lao Tzu. You've probably seen memes and stuff on Facebook with Lao Tzu. Yeah. And, he talks about we've got to put our all into the action, but we've got to let go of the result. We don't know what's going to happen. Mm. And the more you worry about what's going to happen, the more neurotic you become. Mm. The path to serenity is putting your all into what you're doing and letting go. Cause you don't own that. The you put something out to the world owns that. You don't have that anymore. It's done. It's over with. Forget about it. And that's how I feel when I create. Like I forget about my projects. I'm on to the, I'm here, you know, and I'm creating cause all of that is, it's dead. It doesn't move anymore for me.
But when you have let's say you put out a video, do you have a vision of how many, you know, downloads you want it to have or how many views? Or are you just like, well, I'm putting it out and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
And if it gets one view, then I did my job.
I try to reach as many people as possible, man. Like I've studied like the art of going viral. Uh-huh. I've had 8 years of experience trying to see because I want to reach people. I want to create content that galvanizes as many people as possible to look inside of themselves. So I put my all into that, but at the same time, you never know. You can try to, I've got a recipe and I try to put the ingredients together. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, it might be a little off, you know, it might not taste good. Sure. I kind of let it go, and learn from it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't do well, it was an experiment, you know, what did I do wrong? And I keep it moving.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. So my vision, I want to reach millions, man. Like one of my funny dreams is to create something that reaches as many people as Gangnam Style reached.
That was
which
big.
Which is like 2 billion or 3 billion, something like that.
That's all? I thought it was more.
Nah.
2-3 billion views on the YouTube video, right?
Yeah. I think it's 7 point something billion in the world.
Man.
People.
Yeah. All right. So what do you think it's going to take from you?
Right.
What way of being do you need to be in order to create that?
Right. That's the experiment, man.
And what's been missing from you so far in order to create that impact?
Yeah.
Or that viewership, let's say.
Yeah.
I'm curious. What do you think it is?
Well, you know, that video, I think it actually had a very socially conscious message. A lot of people don't know that the Gangnam Style did. Mm-hmm. But we were kind of caught up in the dance and that.
Right.
So it's a lot of moving parts to going viral. Something aesthetically, unorthodox. That video was crazy. You know, if you want to go viral, you got to kind of look inside again and figure out why do I share stuff? You know, what makes me want to share stuff? Usually people want to share for the same reason as you do. So that video was shared because it was crazy. It was a dance. It was being shared. So for me personally, I don't know what it's going to take to create something like that. I'm happy with the view because I've already gotten a lot of hits, man. And I'm very happy with the reach that I have.
Right.
But it would be cool to create like the biggest YouTube video, something that could really shift people like on that, like 1/4 of the planet would be crazy.
So what do you think it's going to take then? What's the message? What's the topic? What's the everything? What's the perfect recipe for that?
I don't know, but it's got to be something. It's got to be something that it doesn't matter what race, what class, gender. Mm. It's just on a human level, and it transcends all of that stuff. It's got to be something that resonates with the heart.
Yeah,
you know,
I would have thought that Facebook video would have been, you know, it kind of had legs to go that far because it was on the platform of, you know, a billion people and everything. But you didn't think it had enough? I thought it touched to a lot of different people, you know, with the technology and how we're just like stuck on our phones.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, it didn't. I mean, it didn't work. So, it
got
worked.
50 million views, but
it did get a lot of hits.
But not a couple billion.
Not 3 billion. So I don't know what it is, man. But I keep trying. And if it doesn't happen, I'm okay, you know.
What's something in your life that you avoid? Whatever it is you're thinking right there. Because I saw something in your heart double jump. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, well, I avoid thoughts that don't serve me. You know, like we, cause everything is mind, right? The whole world exists in our heads. And without thoughts, there is no mind. Mind is a bundle of thoughts. So, I shift my attention from, I question my thoughts and shift my attention from thoughts that don't serve me. So I avoid that. I avoid, negative thoughts about like what could happen and projections.
Mm. How often do those thoughts come in? Daily, hourly, weekly?
I don't know. They're getting less and less, fewer and fewer, as I progress and become more centered. Right. But thoughts just come. They come from, who knows? Nobody knows where they come from. They just come. And, but the secret is to not relate to them, not to always question them, to watch them come and go. Cause when you latch on to a thought, you give it energy, you know, that negative thought, it grows.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Who would you say is your biggest inspiration in your industry, the music industry, and then also, or the poetry industry, and then also, who is your biggest inspiration in other industries, other walks of life?
Yeah,
that inspires you to do the work that you do.
Yeah, I always gotta say, like, Immortal Technique totally just changed me. His music just inspired me to want to make a difference and to have a positive voice. From the beginning. So I would always say him musically. In other ways, there's so many different people, man, in the spiritual realm and that I've read books from and studied. And, but one guy who I really resonate with is a guy named Muji. Muji is, he doesn't really identify with any particular religions. Mm. You know, it's just the mastery of the mind and the self inquiry. Who am I? You know, I think the biggest question we can ask ourselves is who am I? And he has a lot of content on that, that really put me face to face with that question.
Huh. All right. Cool. Yeah. What about, in the sports world?
First thing that came to mind was, it was Ray Allen. Cause like I was growing up, I was a huge fan. Like I spent hours in the gym every day working on my jump shot, you know, loved the movie He Got Game as well. Ray Allen is one of my favorite players. So off the top of him. Yeah.
And if you could, only meet one person who is no longer with us, only one person, who would you meet? And why?
Yeah. Wow. Deep questions, man. Need quick responses. Let's see. Yeah. One person no longer with us. I mean, you got to go with the greats, like the Jesus, the Buddha, the Krishna. Like, you got to go with these guys, you know?
I mean, so which one would it be?
Whichever you pick. The Buddha would be cool.
Yeah.
You know, Siddhartha would be cool.
The original.
Yeah.
The OG.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I like it. Why do you think him over Jesus?
I mean, they both say the same thing. Yeah. Maybe tomorrow I'll say Jesus. You know?
All right. Cool. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
What's the biggest fear for you?
Fear. Wow. I just keep overcomplicating your questions, man, because I got these answers. Fear. False evidence appearing real. Once I question the fears, they disappear.
Uh-huh.
You know, so they're not big anymore. They're ghosts. You know, what medicine do you give a ghost with a toothache? Nothing. It's an illusion. It's not real. The fear isn't real. So yeah, there's nothing. Totally fearless right now.
Right. What inspires you locally right now? What inspires you in St. Louis?
Yeah.
Or do you get more inspired when you travel?
Yeah, man. There's a pretty good music scene in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Pretty good underground artists, MME and Tef Poe and Rockwell Knuckles, and these guys have been doing stuff for a while and making good music. And you know, St. Louis was where the Ferguson event happened, and there was a lot of a lot of inspiration there. A lot of people stepped up and wanted to see some change. And,
yeah. How is that going, by the way?
It's, you know,
I haven't seen as much on the news anymore. It's kind of died out. The next crazy thing that happened or whatever.
It's Baltimore and it's somewhere else. And then, it's you know, it's St. Louis is always, one of the most dangerous cities in the nation.
My buddy was a cop in, I think it was North St. Louis. Or what's the most dangerous side? South side?
It's probably North. Yeah. I don't know. I live on the North side. Yeah. This North side is always crazy.
Yeah, yeah. He's a cop either on the North side or the South side. It's like the dangerous spot.
Yeah.
He said some stories, man. It's, it's pretty nuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My family is full of police and officers. And yeah, man, it's pretty interesting. But it was also inspirational to see what came out of it and hopefully to see some type of change come out of it.
Yeah, exactly. How dangerous is it to compare minds?
What do you mean by that?
How dangerous is it for people to compare themselves to other minds?
Oh, man, that's misery, you know, when you compare. 'Cause I've spent a large part of my life comparing myself to others.
Really? Why?
I don't know. It's kind of ingrained. It was ingrained. You know, I think that growing up, you, and especially as an artist, you know, you think you should be somewhere else. You should be them. You should be that guy on TV or why aren't I doing this and that? And, but you will, you know, I think that every, you know, there's flowers grow at their own pace, you know, they don't grow at the same, in the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, just keep at it and it'd be beautiful and flowering, you know. Mm-hmm. When you realize that, it's because the comparing mind is very bad.
Yeah,
very bad. Because really you're comparing an image that you think that person is or where that person is. You think that person is happy. That's only an image. You don't have any idea that person is happy.
Just see their Instagram page or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. So that leads to a lot of inner suffering.
Okay. Do you feel like you were a sensitive kid growing up?
Yeah, I think so. Somewhat. I mean, not too sensitive, but, but I was probably sensitive, man. I'm very sensitive to my mom's voice, man.
Cause
when she gets angry, it's not pretty. And being not a great student growing up, it was, a lot of yelling.
What's the thing you always wanted growing up, but never had?
Probably like a system or something, like a gaming system. Like, I mean, I had like
Nintendo or something.
Yeah. I had a Sega and then never had like I had a PlayStation 1. But between that, I think it was a time where I wanted to play some games, like Dreamcast or I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, cool. let's wrap it up with a few more questions here.
Okay.
How many books have you read?
Oh, man.
Hundreds, thousands, you think?
No. Probably not thousands, hundreds.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
But it seems like you've read a lot of interesting books that most people wouldn't read. So my question is, if you could leave behind three books to the world, if this was your last day, and you said, here are the three books that everyone has to read that represent you and what the message that you want to have come across, what would those three books be?
Wow. One is the Tao Te Ching. That's a great book. Book of the Way.
Okay.
I think immediately what comes to mind is the second book of the Tao, which is a translation and commentary by a guy named Stephen Mitchell, who just totally it's a great, great book. He personally gave it to me.
Oh wow.
Third would be I listen to a lot of audiobooks, by the way.
Well, it could be an audiobook.
There's a book by a guy named that I just picked up, and I don't know why it's coming to me, why I want to say it, but it's a great book. It's a book of his satsangs, which is like his teachings, like almost classes, and they're transcribed.
Sure.
So this book is called I Am That, and his name is Maharaj. That's a great book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We'll go with those three.
I like it. Speaking along the lines of death, because that's coming up for me for some reason. If this was your last day.
Yeah.
And you had three truths that you've known to be true about the world from your experience from birth till now. And every video you've ever created has somehow got erased.
Yeah.
Everything piece of art you've created has been gone. And, you know, I say, here's a piece of paper. I want you to write down the three truths. This will be on the internet for the rest of time for people to see what you believe is true about the world. What would you leave behind as those three truths?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, man. What's funny is, I think it was the Buddha. No, maybe it was Lao Tzu again. He said, I only have three things to teach: patience, compassion, and simplicity. But for me, about the world, I would tell people that the world is you. Reality happens from the inside out. You know, the only difference between a weed and a flower is a judgment. Hmm. If you're a gardener and you like dandelions, that's a flower. You know, it's up to you. You know, whether you want to see a violent person is angry and violent, or if you want to see them is there's a lot of pain manifesting as this. It's a lot of hurt and they need compassion. So that's one. The world is you. That's the biggest. I might just leave it with that, man. Mm. But if I had to pick two others, just to be verbose, figure out who you are. Biggest question ever. You know, what is this being inside of this body looking at you through these eyes? Mm. Abandon your race. Forget about it. Forget about your race. Forget about your name. Forget about what people told you you are. Just be with nothing for one moment of your life and try to figure out what you are. Try to go beyond the mind and figure that out. That's two. Three, just be here. Just be present. You know, now is it. It's all you ever have. Nobody's ever told you what tomorrow looked like. You know, we only experience tomorrow in the now. Mm. We've only been here now. And this moment is constantly, once you have it, it's gone. You know, so just flow. Just be here. Focus on the present moment completely. Forget about your memories. Forget about your projections in the future. Just be here and smile.
That was great. Final question before I ask it, I want to take a moment to acknowledge you. I'd like to acknowledge my guests for coming on, because each guest brings a different gift to the world, a different inspiration, and I choose each guest very intentionally. Mm. I don't just randomly bring someone on. It's very intentional because of what opens up for me when I think of that person. Mm. So I want to take a moment to acknowledge you, Prince, for your consistent curiosity. You have a consistent curiosity over the years and for your ability to use your artistic gift to open up imagination and change in the world. And I really appreciate the gift that you have and that dedication to impacting as many people as possible. So thank you for that gift.
Thank you, Lewis.
And for all that you do to make an impact. And, you know, if I didn't see that video whenever it was a year ago or something, I wouldn't be sitting in front of you now. And I wouldn't have been following up with you and finding ways to get in touch with you and been texting back and forth for the last 4 months or whatever we've been doing. So I really acknowledge you for your constant curiosity, and that curiosity that drives you to create magic.
Yeah.
And everyone else.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Wow. Final question.
Yeah.
Is what's your definition of greatness?
Having the courage to find out who you are and to be who you are, to live your destiny, you know, from that internal blueprint, not what society is telling us that we should do, who we should be. But from the inside, that's greatness.
There you go. Prince, thanks for coming on, bro. Oh, appreciate man, you,
beautiful.
Man.
I appreciate you,
thanks,
too.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
There you have it, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And thank you very much to Richard Williams for coming on and sharing his wisdom. Again, share this with your friends. LewisHowes.com/202. We'll have all the behind-the-scenes information, some great photos from the day's interview, and video as well. So head back to lewishouse.com/202. Share this with your friends on social media. Email your friends the link. Get the word out about the School of Greatness. I appreciate you guys so much. Again, thank you guys so much. Thank you to Richard Williams for coming on and sharing his wisdom. You guys know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great. We'll be right back.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/L-E-W-I-S.